Everybody, I hope you're getting out and having some fun this weekend. Start this over again. You know, hey, Nevada Day Parade coming up. Love it. We're going to be out there. Yep. Evans Broadcast Company. We are going to be out there with all of our great stations. You know, we have a legend in town with us now. Yeah, we do. Connie Ray. Connie Ray and friends on our sister station, Fun 100.1. I'm so excited. She's going to be down there in the parade as well. And, of course, Tanner from The Wolf. We got Chris Payne from The Alt. He's going to be down there. Let's make it a great Nevada Day parade. See, I'm not really into parades. I think there should only be two parades, maybe three. Put all the ancillary parades in one big parade. And then you've got to have a heritage parade. So I love the Nevada Day Parade. That's us. That's celebrating Nevada. Nevadans, all of us. No matter what you believe in politics and religion and race and whatever. We are Nevadans, and we get out and we celebrate Nevada. So be involved. Get to work on a float. Actually, I don't know. You might still be able to sign up. It's a month away, so that's not too bad. And then our Veterans Parade, of course. Because we do not honor our veterans enough. People say, oh, they've got Memorial Day, and they've got Veterans Day, and they've got... Yeah, for what our veterans do, they need a lot more than that. To me, every day is Veterans Day. So those are the parades I think we should have. Everything else, you're inconveniencing people and shutting down streets. Just my opinion, which doesn't go for much with some people. So I hope I see you out at the Nevada Day Parade. Wave, say hi. Going to have something for, I don't throw candy. I don't like throwing candy and having kids run out into the road for it. I'm going to have to figure out something else. Would it be tactless to throw a bullet? Would it? I don't know. Just, you know, a 9mm bullet, just throw them out. And you know, of course, I'll have bumper stickers with me as usual. I always carry bumper stickers, but yeah. You know, at least if I threw a bullet here and there at, you know, preparing, that's something that you can use later on. Candy, you just, yeah. That just goes to the hips. or in my case, someplace else. What? Well, Charlie just sent me an email and I'm kind of reading here on the fly. Like, what are you talking about, Charlie? I have an idea. It's not a one-size-fits-all, but it might work for some. While I was by the Walmart in the North Valleys, I noticed two guys sitting by the corner. About that time, an over-the-road truck delivering to Walmart pulled up. With trucking companies having a driver shortage and homeless needing a place to live, I thought, what a perfect opportunity. Where is this going, Charlie? They would have a place to live and get paid. I realize not all will qualify for those that want a job. but can't get one due to not having an address. Similar to the guys in Southlake that called in something could be worked out. City, county could front the cost for the school. The city, county could collaborate with trucking companies to help with said cost. Even if 10 out of 100 can qualify and complete school, it would be a start. I missed what you're saying here, Charlie. What do you want them to do? Unload the trucks? Be truck drivers? Have Walmart at their home? I don't know. Charlie, send me another email because I missed something here. But you know what, Charlie? Thanks for coming up with something. Thanks for thinking about it. People have a tendency to think, oh, you just complain about the homeless. You just complain about the homeless. You know, what are the ideas? The plan is there. I don't tell you the plan because I want you to find it out for yourself. I want you to go to QOL-reno.org and look at their plan to solve the homeless situation. It makes so much sense. Watching all the national channels last night. Thanks for getting me started on the homeless again, Charlie. Watching all the national shows last night. Oh, will Trump, you know, take over California and solve the situation? It's like, you know what? It's not his responsibility. It's the mayor's and the governor of California to fix the mess that they have let happen. It used to be a joke that Democrat-controlled cities turned into hellholes. New York, Detroit, Chicago. Well, now it's happening to, or it has happened to one of our most beautiful cities. Now that Gavin Newsom is governor and was mayor of San Francisco, do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger would have let this go to the extent that it is now? Do you honestly think that he would have stood by and let this happen? No. They get Jerry Brown in there again. What were they thinking? And then Gavin Newsom. And look at that. The problem explodes. Not enforcing the laws, making needle safe zones. I mean, if Trump wants to do anything, just declare it an EPA, you know, hazard and shut the place down until they clean it up. Make it one of those super fun zones or whatever. I don't know. But going back to what I was saying, Charlie, you know what? Good for you that you look at it and you think about it. And that's what we need to do. But CHAB, Community Homeless Advisory Board, just like the meeting they had yesterday. No public opinion on what they're putting together and what they're finalizing. So even though we have ideas on how to fix the problem at QOL-reno.org, they could care less about it. And I'm just wondering how much money that's going to cost us. KKFT, it's your live and local FM talk stations. Whatever you want to talk about today. It's Friday. It's Open Phones Friday. Let's do that. 92.3 FM Yerington and Smith Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. Need your last little bit of the Boys of Summer here at 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk. Monica at 991fmtalk.com if you would like to send me an email. And I love the emails that I just get sent automatically. I signed up on a certain, well, you know, email posts that that get sent in. The Daybreak development, that one where they're looking at that 900 acres on the west side of Veterans between South Meadows Parkway and Mira Loma. Wow, a lot of money put into that bike path. That's a nice bike path. Well, it's back on the council's agenda. Okay, so if you were thinking, I want to get my opinion in on this, guess what? The city council will vote on Monday, this Monday, the 23rd, to approve the development with the changes or to fight it in court starting September 27th. So there you go. If you don't want it approved, you better start contacting people before Monday. I seriously, how are we getting this so messed up that your choice, it takes me back to the Walmart situation, you know, where people didn't want another Walmart in their neighborhood. And so they sued. And so they got a Walmart in their neighborhood. So there you go. There's the illustrious city council's choice. Approve the development. Tick you off. Don't approve it. Tick off the developer and go to court. Welcome to Reno. KKFT talk lines are open at 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about today on this Open Phone Friday. Let's go and check with Neil this morning. Hi, Neil. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about we have a lot of destruction, like wood clothes and stuff like that. And I heard it right back, and I'm thinking that why we have to pay for all this, our taxpayers' money have to go to this road stuff if it's better to go to our, like, stuff we need, like more educational stuff, new books for everything, but we go to the road system and make a new road or all this. It's kind of dumb, isn't it?
Well, no, it depends on if the road is needed. I mean, we have to have infrastructure, Neil. We have to have good roads, and they have to be maintained. Now, personally, I don't think they do a great job of maintaining the roads, but it's also with the companies that you hire, because they just slurry sealed one of the main roads that I go on, and they did such a bad job. You can already see, you can already tell where this road is going to split once it gets through the winter. And, you know, you get that water in there, and it freezes, and then it separates everything. It's just, we have to find a better way for our roads. And actually,
I wanted to say real quick to get Vermin Supreme on your air, or even Van Camp from Ely, Nevada, to get on your air. They'd be really good you guys to talk to. And Vermin Supreme.
For what reason?
For the 2020 local election here in Reno for the president, and just stuff to do with smaller towns and have them influence what is their influence in the bigger counties and stuff, and just her opinion on little deans here and there.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Okay.
So thanks for the suggestion, Neil. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling on this Open Phone Friday. That's the thing. I was watching this the other night, and I've always wondered about this, because you look at the things that, you know, nationally they're talking about, this Green New Deal, which is just a bunch of BS. And, I mean, thank goodness Trump got us out of the Paris Climate Accord, because that's just a bunch of BS, too. It's all about money. It's all about money and control. And thank goodness he sees it, even though the Democrats and the liberals are trying to pull the wool over your eyes. We have to make things better in every way we can. And how do we do that? We do that with science. And one of the big things that goes up into our ozone that we have a hard time with is cement. And the toxins that it releases. But somebody is working on a better system, on a better, I don't know, what do you call it, potion, a better recipe, which that's what we need. Could you imagine if we could lay something down for the roads and between wear and tear and all the destruction from the elements, if we didn't have to keep fixing them and going over them every year or every 2 years? Yeah, I know that'd put a lot of people out of work, but they could be doing something else. Oh, but wait. The government wants to put people out of work with that Green New Deal, too. How come we weren't all just born millionaires, like some of those that are trying to make all the decisions, have all the power? Interesting. KKFT, we are the home of Fox News, and I love that. So let's get a Fox News update. And get your phone call ready at 884-9910 for Open Phone Friday here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Ooh, yee-hoo, yee-haw, woo! KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Talk lines are open. Whatever you want to talk about today, 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I love going out to all the different rallies and the different areas that we've been having for, of course, the Recall Sisolak rally. So if you would like to get on that bandwagon, go to Facebook. Just type in Recall Sisolak, or you can go to fightfornevada.com. It'll tell you about all the different rallies we've got coming up. Yerington. I want to go to the Yerington one. I want to speak at that one. I've met so many people out in Yerington, and I'd like to go out and see them again. Got a chance to meet a wonderful gentleman last Sunday? Yeah, last Sunday, by the name of Bob Russo. And Bob sent me an email. It's just, you just have to keep hammering it. So if you live out in the Carson Valley, please, please pay attention to this. I talk about development. I was just mentioning, actually, a second ago, we were talking about the daybreak vote that is supposed to be Monday for the Reno City Council. That's the one out off of Veterans. Before I get into this, let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Bill this morning. Since I said you can talk about anything you want to talk about, let's check in with Bill this morning. Hi, Bill. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. I got two things. One thing to follow up Charlie's suggestion. I think he was tongue-in-cheek and saying the homeless should live in those Walmart trucks. But I'm not sure of that.
Oh! Well, you know. You know what's sad, Bill, is that's what they're doing now, is you look around town and they're just living in dilapidated vans and motorhomes. They just park them somewhere and nothing's being done. So, yeah, why not at least give Walmart some advertising?
I don't want to get too far off on the homeless thing, but did you see one of the Fox News things? I went Tucker Carlson's show or something like that. Somebody else, maybe. He didn't interview the guy that was doing it, but he interviewed some of the people that were living in vans that were owned by a guy who was renting them out and had them parked out on the street down in California.
$400 a month.
Yeah.
I saw that exact same thing. That is just, and especially the blonde beach bum guy who's got a better view than most celebrities in Hollywood now because he's parked down there right on the beach.
Yeah,
and
that was Peter
nobody's
Ducey that did
nobody
that
doing
one,
anything.
I think it was Peter Ducey did that. Anyway, I didn't call about that. I called you because I finally acquiesced to the science of climate change, and then the science is political science.
Yeah, it is.
Complete
because you know
science.
What,
That's
Bill?
All it is.
It's all secular. You know, we get hot and then we get cold and then we get hot. It's called the weather.
There's one thing that we do have every, every 10 years, death, right? We're going to die every 10 years. Remember Ted Danson 30 years ago? Oh, we got 10 years to save the planet. Another guy, his name is Guy McPherson, this mental criminal, has said they're not going to be one human being living on this planet in 10 years or in 30 years.
That's just so, yeah. I was watching a South Park episode where they were making fun of it 20 years ago. 30 years ago, George Carlin was making fun of it. You know, it's how stupid do these people think we are?
Well, they're not stupid though. You remember I don't remember who it was says give me the children and I'll change the course of the world. And
exactly. What's
happening today? There's a bunch of kids sitting around going, "Oh, we're gonna die because you're driving around in your, you know, in your Volkswagen GTI or something." I mean, it's just sick.
But, yeah, it really is.
I'm an old guy, so I'm gonna be checking out here and then leave these people to stew in their own juice.
Well, you're going to be around for a while, Bill, so, you know.
We'll
make sure
maybe
it's
through the weekend.
We'll make sure it's nice until you kick out.
Thanks, Monica.
Thanks for the call, Bill. You know, can we do things better? Yeah. We need to stop dumping junk in the ocean. And that goes for this country, too. And I know Bill really wasn't, you know, turning me back to the homeless issue. But look at all of the, Trump made a great statement the other night. What did he say? What's going into the ocean from down south, what's being dumped into the ocean is supposed to be storm runoff from the storm drains going in. Instead, it's sewage now. So we're poisoning the ocean, which, you know, I'd rather explore the ocean than space because we don't know anything about what's under the water of this planet. That's for sure. We know a few things, but we don't know all of it. And that floating garbage barge. But you go to these, you see the pictures of these different areas of like Somalia and places like that where it's literally just a solid mass at the beach that you can walk out on. It's like, then pick it up. Pick it up and burn it. Get rid of it. Compact it. You know, there's one company that's actually taking all of this plastic and the garbage and everything, and they're cleaning it to the point that there's no smell. They're sealing it. And then they're compacting it so tight with these chemicals, and it turns into just a brick that is harder than cement. And it creates incredible insulation. Why aren't we doing stuff like that? Why are we worrying about, why are we out digging up, you know, the earth and the soil around us to make new cement when we can just go get the garbage out of the oceans and make these bricks and build homes that way? I mean, as long as it doesn't smell, what's the problem? There are some things that we can do better, but this country, we do so much. I mean, when you've got India and China and other countries just disgusting, actually, we are doing a lot. And people were looking at us for the Paris Climate Accord. They were just looking at us to take more from us, take more control, take more money, how many billions of dollars that was going to cost us. They just want you so tied down to where you're going to be on government assistance here soon. No such thing as government money. And I know I don't want my money involved in that. One volcano. We saw it in Christchurch. One volcano spewing up all those toxins into the air does more damage than we do. Just saying. Okay, getting back to what I was saying. Daybreak, that's the development that is out off of Veterans Parkway. Again, if you didn't hear me earlier, the city council is going to be voting on that. It's back on for this Monday, the 23rd. Okay? So the Reno City Council is going to vote on Monday whether to approve the development with few changes or to fight it in court starting September 27th because the developer's already saying, no, we want our way. So what was I getting at? So I met this gentleman, Bob Russo, and just an absolutely wonderful man. It was such a pleasure to talk to him. And a lot of people, I know, I'm preparing for this. You live in Reno, you work in Reno, you live in Carson, you live in Carson, you live in, you know, Dayton, you work in Dayton. I hate commuting. And I know when I retire, if that ever happens, oh, I'm looking at the Carson Valley. It is so beautiful there. The Pine Nut Mountains, the Sierra, the views are just, oh, when it snows down there, picturesque. And a lot of people like Bob moved to the Carson Valley, you know, as a retirement destination to just experience that natural beauty, the peace, the calm, an amazing rural community. See the cows grazing and the wild horses or the not wild horses. I mean, people who get the opportunity to live down there now, I mean, you're just blessed. But could you imagine if a development went in with 2,500 homes? 2,500. You know what 2,500 homes looks like? Especially when they're high density homes? That's what they're facing right now. And there's a rush being pushed through for certain members of the Douglas County Board of Commissioners to change the nature of the valley and establish that high-density housing. Alter the quality of people's lives. Again, don't say I'm anti-growth. I'm smart growth. There's going to be more traffic congestion, more smog, more crime. And where's the infrastructure coming from? Schools, police. There's already limited water resources out there. People have fled areas like Reno to go down there and live in that tranquility, and now they're destroying that. People aren't anti-growth. They're smart growth. Do you want to be Vegas? If you do, then go live in Las Vegas. It's the Park Cattle Company. They're looking to approve, they're looking for approval for 2,500 home development on the outskirts of Minden. So, what do you think about this? Do you think it should become a reality? just keep in mind, what becomes reality sets precedent. It sets precedent.
Well, you did it for them. Why can't you do it for us?
I think that's what Walmart used. What was it, 2 decades ago? To get that Walmart through. All I'm saying is participate in the discussion. County Commissioner Dave Nelson is leading a town hall meeting that's going to be at Ham Dog's Restaurant in Gardnerville on Tuesday, the 24th at 6 p.m. So that's this coming Tuesday. This Tuesday at 6. He's going to present information on the project and let you actually speak. There's going to be a question and answer period. Time for discussion. So now this proposal is going to be heard by the Planning Commission sometime in October, which the way things have been going, I don't know why we have planning commissions, because every time they make a decision, either the county or the city comes in and says, well, you know, we really need this. That's going to be sometime in November. Bob sent me a note that said it's going to actually be November 7th at 1, the old courthouse in Minden. You need to show up. Put it on your calendar now. Yeah, it's more than a month away, but you know what? You make plans, you get busy, you forget about things. So November 7th, 1 p.m., the old courthouse in Minden. Pack it and let people know how you feel about this project. And make sure that you're emailing your county commissioners, especially Commissioners Rice, Walsh, and Penzel. And if you're opposed to it, if you want to see the Carson Valley grow smartly and not huge developments being plopped down, high-density developments, too. That's where you're packed in there. You can send your emails to the county manager, Patrick Cates. Sorry, getting slurry there. And then just put in instruction, please send this out to all the commissioners. That's pcates@douglasnv.us. pcates, C-A-T-E-S, at douglasnv.us. It's about smart growth, not just catching the dollar. KKFT, phone lines are open at 884-9910. We'll be back after this on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT, and that news and information goes for all of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley, and 99.1 FM Talk for the Monica Jay Show. 884-9910 is the phone line. Let's go to them right now and check in with Michael this morning. Hi, Michael. What would you like to talk about?
Good morning. I want to carry on with what you were talking about the development out there in Minden.
Oh, okay.
Where I want to go with this is that you announced the time of the meeting, and it's 1 o'clock. And most of us that oppose these things are homeowners and people that live in the community, and we go to work. So
yep.
One of the things that the county commission in Reno and other commissions don't want to do is move the meetings till 6 o'clock. So the thing of it is that we need to try and get ahead of this and put them in a position to where they meet on our time schedule, because they're servants of ours. We have voted them there and elected them there to be mm-hmm. in that position, and they should be at our will, not their will.
Michael, I couldn't have said it better. I mean, they set their schedule. Why can't they set their schedule? They do whatever they need to do in the morning, and then meetings don't start where the public needs to be involved until after, say, you know, start them at 4. Maybe people can get off early because people have different types of jobs. Start them at 4. Because then, you know, they always do that agenda stuff, and so you don't even get to speak on what you want to speak about until 2 hours later.
Well, You're exactly right. The other thing they do, and I was in a meeting last night, is that they move agenda items around to fit their schedule. So if somebody's planning that it's the fourth item on the agenda, and then they move it to the front, then you end up in a position to where you've missed your opportunity to speak. So if you get them to make it that it can't start before a specific time, then you have the opportunity to get there knowing that no matter how their day goes, they can't have that item on the agenda prior to whatever time is stipulated.
And what they do is if they see a lot of people, you know, that have come out for something, they'll also push it to the end so people have to wait and wait and wait and wait. So that's why I say start contacting the people now and make sure you go to that. Since Commissioner Nelson is going to be there, go to the town hall meeting that's going to be on the 24th at 6 p.m. That's convenient for people, and start letting the commissioners know how you feel. Because even if you're not at the meeting, they know how you feel, and they might not be a commissioner the next time around. Thanks for your call, Michael. I got to let you go, and as I usually say about this time, we are the home of Fox News, Fox Business, what's going on around the world, and, of course, local news for you as well. And we're going to come back. We've been hitting development. We're going to hit the contractors here in just a moment, tell you what's going on KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.